The Lowdown.
The Lowdown.
Your number one week one source.
Hello and welcome to The Lowdown, your ultimate guide to week one. I'm James.
And I'm Meg, and you're listening to URN. Thursday of Freshers Week, and you're probably coming down with Freshers Flu.
That's why we've strategically placed this show specifically to cater to all your healthcare needs. We'll be speaking to SU Welfare Officer Sarah Pickup and Nightline. But first, if you fancy leaving your bed today, listen to our What's On guide.
What's On Thursday.
If you missed the sports fair yesterday and now realise that you may have a burning passion for extreme frisbee, never fear. Sports Festival is back again in the Sports Centre from 10 till 4.
Additionally, you can drop into a catch-up with UON Sport from 10 till 4 in the atrium if you have any specific questions to ask your sports officers.
And from 12 till 1:30, there is a drop-in lunch held with the Faith Societies.
If you fancy a sugar rush that hasn't come from an overpriced VK, you can drop into chocolate tasting at your halls. These are in all the JCRs and are running from 4 till 6.
Alternatively, if cake is more your thing, you can make your way to the Hub, where Oxfam are holding a cake, cocktails and campaign evening from 4 till 6. Here, you can learn about all the charity does within UON.
If you're on South and Bonington this evening, then you can make your way to CU Games Night, held at the Barn from 6:30 to 11.
And if you're in University Park and you fancy a quieter night in, there's a pool tournament from 7 till 9 held in Vesper in Willoughby Hall.
There's also a movie night taking place at Caton Auditorium. Tonight they're showing The Internship, starting at 8 and tickets are £4.
If you fancy getting your dancing shoes on, Sutton Bonington are holding a ceilidh with Vetsock and Agrits from 8 till 11 at the SB Bar. Tickets are £5.
For everyone who can still stand the taste of own brand vodka, it's Caveman Night. Depending on your halls, you'll either be making your way to Ocean or Antics.
The Lowdown.
The Lowdown.
Your number one week one source.
So that's what's on for Thursday. Check it out on audioboom.com/URN speech if you want to hear it again.
So with continual late nights, poor washing up and an addiction to evening takeaways, you're almost guaranteed to be ill at some point.
So we spoke to your SU Equal Opportunities and Welfare Officer, Sarah Pickup, to answer your questions about what to do if you're ill during your time at university.
So as Equal Opportunities and Welfare Officer, what exactly does your job entail?
So I'm basically here to make sure that all of our students have access to all of our support services on offer, whether that's from our Student Advice Centre to our local GP practice down in Cripps, or our University Counselling Service. So working for both the Student Union side and the services that university offers as well. But I also support our Liberation Networks and part-time officer groups. So that's our networks such as the Disability Network, the Women's Network, LGBT, BME, and then also our Internationals, Matures and Environmental Social Justice Networks.
As a fresher, what resources are available to me when I get unwell?
Okay, so if it's more of a general health illness, then you can head down to Cripps and book an appointment, and there's always nurses and doctors on offer there for you to get help that way.
What mental health services are there in the university?
If it's something more to do with your mental health, there are loads of other support networks on offer. So if it was more of a casual peer mentor kind of support network that you're looking for, we have a student-run support group called Student Minds, and they run weekly support groups called Positive Minds that just help you kind of learn how to kind of deal with that yourself. Or if you're looking for more formal support, you can head to our University Counselling Service, where you'll get a free appointment, and that can continue throughout the year for as long as you need it.
How does the university ensure that equal opportunity is available for students of different genders, sexuality and nationality, as well as mentally and physically disabled students?
Yep, so we have our Liberation Networks that are headed up by students who define into those categories. If you're a woman, you can head over to our Women's Network and they will run campaigns about gender equality and such. So, for example, we've got the He for She campaign coming up at the end of September. And likewise, for those who are black minority ethnics or are disabled students. But we also have loads of different faith and cultural societies to make sure that all our students are catered for in whatever their interests or backgrounds are.
What are common problems for freshers and what facilities are available to help them get through these?
One of the main things that will come up in your first year here is homesickness. For a lot of students, it'll be the first time you've been away from home or you've lived away from your parents. And it's completely natural to come away and to have a sense of homesickness. And that can be at both ends of the scale. It might be every now and then you're just like, oh, you miss your mum or a cup of tea and a cuddle. And other times it might be more severe. And you might really want to actually go home, but there are loads of support networks on offer if you do feel like that. Within your halls, from the very first week, you'll have welcome mentors that'll be there from start to finish every day if you just need a chat to talk through those issues. Or then throughout the year, each hall will have welfare reps that you can use as a support network there, and they'll be able to signpost you to our various different services that the Student Union and University offers, so you can get more formal support if you need it.
The Lowdown.
The Lowdown.
Your number one week one source.
So that was Sarah Pickup, your SU welfare officer, who can be found on Twitter at UONSU_welfare.
URN also boasts a talented array of specialist music shows. From deep house to alternative rock, listen to what some of them have to offer.
Go. Hello and welcome, it's the Jack and Phil
Good
Show.
Good evening, welcome to the official Pre-Ocean Show.
We're now locked into the Grime Show.
You are here with Debbie and Mike.
I'm Jake Danvers.
And you're listening to The Rock Show.
Good evening and welcome to the Ben and Tom Show here on URN After Dark. Specialist music from 7pm until 3am every day of the week.
This is Pete Tong.
Hi, I'm Dan from Bastille.
I'm DJ Fresh.
Hi, this is Greg Stainer and you're listening to URN.
You're listening to the world famous URN.
Keep it locked.
The Lowdown.
The Lowdown.
Your number one week one source.
If you want to get involved in the After Dark side of the station, send an email to james.perkins@urn1350.net.
Nightline is a student-run organisation which is available to all students 7pm to 8am every day of the year.
Students that are stressed about exams, falling out with friends or feeling depressed can call Nightline completely anonymously.
We spoke to Lauren from Nightline to hear more about the services it runs.
So what exactly is Nightline?
Nightline is a confidential and anonymous listening and information service. So it's run for students, by students. Basically, it's really there so that students can have a place where they can chat to people, you know, who are there kind of at their own age about problems that they might not want to talk to their friends about, knowing that it's not going to go any further than Nightline itself.
If students have a problem, how can they contact you?
We can be contacted in many different ways. So primarily the main port of call for contact is our phone number. So that's on the back of every student card. If you ring us between the hours of 7pm to 8am, then we will be able to answer your call. During Welcome Week and a few weeks afterwards, we've also got 24-hour service. So you'll be able to ring us at any time and there will always be a student volunteer there to listen. We've also got an instant messaging service. So this is like activated or found on our website, which is nottinghamnightline.co.uk. So if you go on there, you pop in your name or a fake name, and you'll be answered as quickly as possible by a student volunteer. And you can also email us 365 days of the year at nightlineanon@nottingham.ac.uk. So that will be answered within 48 hours. And you can talk to us about absolutely anything on all of those three services. So really, it's a great service that we're able to offer you.
If students want, can they come and find you on campus?
We don't actually have a physical base on campus that people can come and see us, but during Welcome, you'll hopefully see Patch, our big bear mascot, walking around with publicity volunteers. So if you want to come up and chat to some of the exec members who'll be wearing dark navy merchandise, then feel free to come up and talk to us. We won't be able to necessarily answer any kind of specific questions that you might have, so that's why we'd advise that you ring us instead, so that we can talk to you about that in kind of more depth.
If obviously freshers join and they think this is a fantastic thing to get involved in, how can they go around getting involved in Nightline, sort of becoming someone on the other end of the phone?
We've got an application form open at the moment. So that's a standardised form that you fill in on our website, which is nottinghamnightline.co.uk.
And if you're successful in this application form to become a listening volunteer, then you'll get invited to an interview and then told afterwards whether or not you're selected for our application process. The training takes about 5 weeks and you'll be trained in very small groups of about 5 to 6 people with 2 really, really experienced listeners, and you'll get to know exactly what kind of listening techniques we use. And then at the end of those 5 weeks, you'll be able to go on our lines and sign up to shifts. So it's a long process in that sense, but that's because we want to take people who are really, really dedicated and who really want to improve the student welfare.
That was a brief guide to Nightline, and if you want to know more, head over to their website, www.nottinghamnightline.co.uk.
The Lowdown.
The Lowdown.
Your number one week one source.
So that's a crash course from URN on how to keep yourself healthy and happy while at university. Don't forget to tune into The Pulse every evening from 5 at urn1350.net for more week one news that matters to you. If you've missed any episodes, make sure to check out our Audioboom channel at audioboom.com/urnspeech.
To keep up to date with all of your campus news, you can also follow us on Twitter at urnpulse or like our Facebook page, URN News.
The Lowdown.
Your number one week one source.